This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your local agent and good neighbour. Alicia has got you covered with personalised service and reliable coverage for all your insurance needs. Call or stop by her office on Hart Street in Buffalo and see how she can help you save and protect what matters most to you. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
We will call the meeting to order. Are there any additions or corrections? Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I would like to make an addition to new business. The Stryker Life Path maintenance agreement. And then discussing the body damage to MS-73.
Do you want to add that as part of your director's report for that body damage part for the ambulance report? And then we'll add the Stryker Life Pack as number 3 for new business. Okay, with those additions, are there any other additions or corrections to the minutes or agenda, excuse me?
I move that we accept the agenda with the additions that have been presented.
Is there a second? All in favor, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay, so Teresa sent out both the special meeting minutes and the general minutes. I approve everything for me until I had to leave for the start. When I can't really say anything after number 2 for old business, I got off the phone at that time. But so
the regular meeting minutes looked totally fine to me. So I move that they be approved as presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor of approving the general meeting minutes as presented, please signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. And then the special meeting minutes.
I have some corrections.
Okay.
Special meeting minutes.
Okay.
The contractor's name varies between Rod and Rob, and I think it's Rob.
Rod.
Okay, then the Robs should be changed to Rods.
Rod?
Yeah. And then
okay, Rod there.
Paragraph 2, line 9. The word not should be inserted. Otherwise, it.
On which one?
Special meeting minutes, paragraph 2, line 9.
And if Ace does get a building up before winter and have to wait until next summer and not have to wait until next.
Does not get a building up.
Oh. And does
before,
not.
Where is it? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, does not get a building up.
Yep.
Oh. Okay. And then I'll make sure that Rod is.
There's just one. Oh, I was going to say, I saw. Yeah.
I have
it Rod. Starts on paragraph 3. Starts going with Rod.
Oh, Rod. Okay.
It is Rod, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Then the figures for adjustments in the contract, both savings and additional expenses, do not add up to $24,000 unless we include deduction for eliminating seismic bracing, which was about $6,000, which was another item that we elected not to incorporate.
I took this right off the thing that they gave us.
This was so incorrect because we did vote not to have seismic bracing, and that would mean we would spend $24,000 instead of $31,000.
I did forget to put that figure there. I have that number 3, but I forgot to put the figure there. So I see that. Okay, I'll fix that. Okay, I'll fix that. Anything else?
No, I would move that we approve the minutes with those corrections.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor of approving the minutes with the corrections, please signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay, treasurer's report.
For the month of September, ambulance revenue was ahead of budget by $27,000 for the month and $60,000 year to date. Tax revenue is below budget by $20,000 for the month of September and $87,000 year to date. Total year revenue, adjusted revenue, is ahead by $23,000. For the month of September, our total expense was $142,334, which is $21,000 over budget. Year to date, we are at $374,869, and that would be $9,646 over budget. But our capital outlays are almost entirely paid for the year, which totaled nearly $39,000. So, barring unforeseen expenses, we're overall ahead since we've purchased all those capital items for the year. For the month of September, KC expenses were $8,000 over budget for the month.
You told me that was going to happen.
It's going to be nice on the recording.
That should work. So for the month, KC expenses were $10,484, which is roughly $8,000 under budget, and for the year, $40,865, which is $16,000 under budget. Our cash position is currently $1,644,585. We have one CD, $534,560, totaling $2,179,145. And in September, a 6-month CD at A&B Bank matured. This was transferred to the money market account. And will be used for building expenses as needed. That's the end of the treasurer's report.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report as stated?
I so move.
Second.
All in favor of approving the treasurer's report as presented, please signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Within the treasurer's report, we can do this here too. It was sent to the Buffalo EMS address from the county clerk's office, our third quarter radio, bill. And so we don't have a voucher for it, because we didn't get it. The total amount is $1,886.33. And you're welcome to look through this as you need. But if we could make a motion to approve this voucher So she can get a check written for it. And then two of us will just have to go to Teresa and sign it. So that's done. And we can just entertain a motion to approve the voucher for the third quarter radio cost to the county clerk's office.
So this is maintenance on the towers and...
So there's generator work, some Powder River Energy, Blakeman propane tank refill, and then the large, those were less than $10, all of them. And then the largest one was Rocky Mountain Oil Field Warehouse, LECMUX, all abbreviations, failure. So something must have happened with the radio tower. So... the total portion of that was $10,820, and our portion is $1,803.35.
So that's not for the new project or what we owe for that, or what we might owe?
No.
Okay.
This is just our quarterly, and then what we owe quarterly. Gotcha. Yeah.
Make a motion.
This way, we don't have to wait till, since they... The bill is October. We can get this remitted and paid.
Make a motion to pay that bill.
I'll second that.
All in favor of submitting the payment, remitting the payment to the Johnson County Clerk's Office for the third quarter radio for $1,886.33. Please signify by stating aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay. Directors, Buffalo Directors Report.
Okay, so September we had 84 called. 22 of those were transfers. 7 went to Billings, 7 went to Casper, 4 to Sheridan, and 4 to the airport. We had 1 to Denver. 40 of those were in town, 44 out of town. 60 residents, 24 non-residents. We had 18 patient refusals. 7 standbys. 2 trauma team activations. And of the pay, 36 were Medicare, 2 were Medicaid, 5 were insurance, 2 were VA, 5 were self-pay, 1 was a title. And that's kind of it for calls. It was busy for September, especially transfers. And we had a transfer to Denver 2-3 days ago again, and we just got a transfer back to Billings.
Hello?
So, sorry, we're just in the middle of the Buffalo Director's Report. Sorry.
And one of the guys backed into a post with the ambulance, had a Ed's Body Shop, did a estimate on it at $3,164.18. For some reason, this estimate doesn't show a deductible. Terry said we didn't pay a deductible the last time we did it. They covered the whole thing, so I'm assuming that's what it's going to be this time as well. And I think Terry has something to add.
Okay. Yes. Also, MS-73 had the repair to the engine that you opted for, the less expensive option, and it's working fine, doing great. MS-93 has a leak in the rear differential. It's a slow leak, so we're just watching it and adding that type of fluid whenever we need to. They noticed it when we had the oil change last. But if that would be one of the ambulances that would be eliminated if we were to get the van.
Yeah. 93 is the one with over 200,000 miles.
No,
106.
106 is the transfer. It's the 200,000.
But 93 is the oldest.
Yeah, but it only has 30,000 miles on it, I think.
Says 53 has 30.
53?
And then 93, 55.
I knew there were 3 there somewhere.
So, and then also, we, Buffalo EMS, went to the health care senior center. We've had 150 participants. Blood pressures and standard questions. Also, this coming Saturday, Buffalo EMS is going to sponsor a table for the Ashes to Table Fire benefit. So we'll have some of our people down there as well, uniform and
cool,
just supporting that cause.
Perfect.
And we're almost done. I think we have two football standbys remaining, unless Buffalo is in the
playoffs.
Yeah, and I don't know how that's going for them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
so perfect.
That's all I have. But we do want you to be aware that if you approve this bid, Ed's has an appointment for us October 28th to make those repairs, if you want to accept that.
Can the you insurance by
company only required the one estimate. We have notified them.
Can you state by what you mean, Dave said, that we didn't have to pay a deductible last time?
Well, last time that we...
Like we had already met our deductible?
I don't know what the policy calls for, but okay. I don't believe that there was a deductible last time, and we can look.
Meaning we just pay for it, the whole thing?
No. Meaning that there the was
insurance.
No deductible.
That the insurance company...
That's what I... Okay.
Yeah, that you didn't... Okay. Pay for our deductible,
yes,
as outlined in the contract.
Okay.
But there just was not.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not requiring another bid, and that seems fair for the damage. I say get it scheduled and get it fixed.
Yes, we'll have to vote. Yep.
Does it affect the operation of the unit? It's a cosmetic thing.
Just on the side.
Yeah.
It's cosmetic.
Have a tight turn there.
I think I saw it. Look, I mean, I drive a vehicle worse than that.
I got a couple of them.
Well, and it's not necessary, certainly, if you're wanting to sell it. You know, the Sawtooth emergency vehicles, they don't give much for a trade-in, so I think selling it outright would be your best bet. But would... You know, are you going to recoup the...
So we have insurance.
Yeah.
Depending on when we sell it, I'd say don't fix it.
But if the insurance is paying for it...
Yeah.
My only thing is what that does to our insurance premium.
Certainly could affect it.
That's my only concern.
Do you want to double check on the deductible, Carrie?
Yeah.
Dave?
Deductible,
yeah.
We are... What day did we schedule our meeting? But that's what day did you say? October 28th. And so we're actually having, but we won't be able to vote then.
I can try to call over right now to North Wyoming and get an answer on the deductible and if it wouldn't.
That's my only thing. It's like, is the three, yeah, is it going to hurt us more in the long run for having insurance, especially if the amount of the last one they covered fully?
Yeah,
I imagine somewhere they're going to increase our, but maybe not. I don't,
yeah, the deductible, that's kind of weird if they, it's either there's not a deductible on that, which would surprise me,
and me
it's,
too.
Well, you don't like meet a deductible limit. Yeah. So I'd be curious. Yeah, it's kind of surprising, but I guess if we check on that, it's claims are always going to affect it, but it's a pretty small dollar amount. As long as there's not a big history there, they're not going to, you know, $3,000 to $4,000. It's probably won't be a huge impact as long as we're not turning those in all the time.
I'll step over here and maybe make a call if that's okay, unless you want to. We can call them if they're available. Put them on speaker. But...
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know what all we've sort of claimed in the last year.
Well, I think it's been further out than a year. I think it's been.
Everything else has been kind of made wear and tear. It's hasn't been insurance claims, you know, it's just been maintenance. But 7-3 is the first one that's going to go, right? I mean, no matter what.
Which one was what damaged? Did you say?
Sorry?
Which one was damaged, did you say?
7-3.
7-3. And that's the one that they did repairs to the engine on?
Right.
Okay. And you're going to sell that, right? Or
That was the thought. Either 7-3 or 9-3. I mean, if we get the van, we have a bid on the van too, which I think is a good thing. To get the van and replace 9-3 with the new ambulance and 7-3 with the van type.
What day was that?
I don't think they're open to
St.
Oh,
holiday.
Or next
week. Oh, we have that
24.
The budget hearing. Yes,
but if 24. There is a deductible, we'll pay for that. But I know. Working today because of the holidays.
The only thing because we have a budget amendment hearing on October 24th, but we can't add business because I could say we could vote on it then, but we already are saying we are just voting to approve the purchase of the van. We can't add, and it's already been advertised. So, I mean, I'm good for whatever. I think as long as it doesn't increase our premiums too much of insurance. Or we can leave it.
Well, you could vote on that. I mean, if it's not going to increase our premium and the insurance is going to pay for it without a deductible, yes, do it. And if it's going to affect our premium, you know, we're not going to get $3,000 less for that ambulance if we sell it.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, what do you think that's, what would you want to get out of that? To see if you sold it.
I mean, how much would we sell for?
Yeah.
On open market, it's going to be better than trading. So I don't know, 20,000 maybe.
So, Dave, you honestly don't think it will hurt the value of it not to fix it?
Well, I don't know, not that much. I mean, will it hurt the value as much as it's going to cost us if our premiums go up?
Right.
And the answer, you know, that we will find that out.
So how about this? How about we entertain a motion to have it fixed if insurance premiums do not rise based on the claim?
Well, that we won't know that. I mean, they won't tell us.
They won't tell you.
No, it'll be a renewal, and it's going to be a factor. I mean, it goes on your claims report, and it stays on your claims report for 5 years. And so they're always going to look at claims, but a few thousand dollars is, I don't think, will be a big deal as long as we don't have a lot of frequency
consistent
issue. You know, okay. if we had a total, you know, $100,000 total loss of a rig, that's going to make your premiums go up. I mean, so I don't think we can vote on that contingency.
Okay.
I just think we have to, if it goes up a couple bucks because we took care of our property and if you think, hey, we're getting rid of it and it doesn't look that bad, I'm okay with that too. But also, it's not sold yet and we're serving the community and
it's a gouge in the,
not looking at it, you know.
Side panel behind the rear wheel about that big around, and it's an old ambulance and it's gonna be,
it's not sold. Like it's a big eyesore though, it's not that big.
No, I don't think it tarnishes our image or okay. anything, so I'd sort of say this is not important to,
not really even worth. I mean, I'm sorry that Ed's Body Shop doesn't get the business, but
okay.
Well, if we get closer and change our minds, we can always it doesn't have October, they can fix it later and we can still have that claim, but for now it can.
Okay.
You guys good with that? Dave, Terry, everybody else?
Okay. Okay. Anything else on the director's report? Casey, director's report.
We had a total of 3 calls on medical, please stand by. We did receive the radios there in Casey. They were mailed out to us. We'll drop them off at ComTech and have them program them when one of us gets to Casper next week. I don't know if everybody's gotten the letters from Baxter and stuff. You guys know that there's a fluid restriction on all that stuff. We right now are able to order up to 12 a month. If you guys find that you're going through it and need it, we can figure out something. All the suppliers, we have 4 suppliers that we get stuff from. There's one that will allow us to do 1,000 a month. One of them will let us do 12 a month. One of them will put us on the list. And so, and they don't know when that's going to not affect everybody. So, I know that doctors in, like in Sheridan and stuff in the hospital, they are ordering PO fluids for patients because there just is not a supply of them. Okay. And that is all that I have. We're waiting for, I already talked to Teresa for our insurance renewal to ensure our business license.
All I have. How's your staffing?
We're still short people. Luckily, we haven't had the call volume, but if the call volume goes up, on a day-to-day basis. And
I have a question. A while back you were doing EMT classes and it sounded like there were a lot of people in your class. What happened to those
we
people?
We had 2 people finish it. One of them is around and the other one lives out of town and has a full-time job and has a small child and just isn't really able to come. And everybody else kind of fizzled out, got to the finals, took the test once and didn't pass it.
In the past, what have you done for recruiting efforts?
We have gone to the schools. We've put on more classes there in KC. We have people of interest. Like we had one person that we put through the Casper College program. Anybody in, we have recruited from out of town. I mean, it's just not like the people that we had that were coming from out of town that we were paying a minimal to be there for 8-12 hours. And then they would just stay the night and go on call for the night calls at the $2 or $3 an hour. And can't have those guys anymore. So we just, that what we have is what we have. People just, it's not a volunteer world anymore. And the hours that you have to put in to get your license, maintain your license and be an adequate provider is, it's just huge. You're asking a lot from people.
Thank you. Okay. Old business. Wait a moment. Yes.
Is that the alarm going off in there?
Yes.
There's a panel outside the door.
They're working on it. There's people here working on the alarm.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one's taking a little longer. Okay, and we'll just keep trying to go through. With the new building, I was a little confused about Road and Bridges job versus Barnum dirt work job. And so Barnum Road and Bridge is going to move all of the dirt to the site, or they're going to allow them to use the King property dirt. And Barnum is going to do the actual dirt work since Road and Bridge is so thin right now. And so Barnum is supposed to be moving dirt this week. We need to pick a color for the outside of the steel. Rod said that he would like it, or he said that we can make it look just like the fire department if we want to choose the same color. I think we need to be somewhat congruent with the color pattern of the fire. I mean, we don't want to be too crazy. So what's going to happen is I'm going to meet with Rod, and then I'll bring it to the board. And then at that time, we'll allow for public comment to help decide if the color is yay or nay. Questions about that? He did say we can move to a conference room across the hall that apparently wasn't going to be so loud.
It's split hair problem.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't pick up room for the
lock. He said it wasn't bad over there. No.
You barely notice it.
I went drove by the site today to see if there had been any good work or if it hasn't been. But I did notice that, you know, there's going to be a pretty big slope from the road going down to the site. And just making sure, I know Marilyn has expressed concern in the past about making sure our building is high enough. And I don't know if they're planning on adding enough.
I will
need to consider some kind of drain. At some point in the concrete, before it gets to the door of the ambulance barn. But I'm sure they've thought about that. It just looks more obvious today to me.
I will email Jake and Rod that question. He had also said that there's this job management software where we'll go in and pick colors and do all that kind of stuff. And Rod just said, I want one person essentially to be the point person. And I just said, I'll volunteer to be that since the board is changing. And then bring it back to the board. And then, like I said, we'll have public comment on each selection that we choose. And then the board can vote and we can move forward. As I was stating with Road and Bridge, they were talking, we're going to use the King property, which is just across the street, all the dirt work there. And then they were going to possibly leave some trucks there. To truck. And so it will just, the cost should be minimal for us. If anybody cares, I did get an address. It's going to be 779 Volunteer Lane. I have been in contact with a gentleman from Pacific Core and Rocky Mountain Power, and we are meeting. They're doing a meeting out there. I don't know what, I'll have to look at the date, to look at transformer sites and all that kind of stuff. And so that will all be set up and ready to go. And so I have been in contact with all of that. So I think that was a step that had to be done, and I got that completed. I did create a account for us at Rocky Mountain Power that is on this 779 Volunteer Lane. So everything with Rocky Mountain Power will be done. We'll have a one account for Casey and then one account for Volunteer Lane. So I think that will be good. Like I said, our representative is a gentleman named by David Cox, and he's responsive and helping me get all this set up with Rod. So any questions?
Good work, Brittany. Thank you.
I'm learning a lot. New lingo. Okay. Purchase van ambulance. We did not vote at the KC meeting to purchase the van. And because of that, we have to have a new budget hearing to amend our budget. And so then we will vote on the van at that meeting, because it wasn't ever officially voted on. And so that meeting will be October 24th at 1:00. The ad will run in the bulletin this week and next week. So we'll have the full 2 weeks of advertisement for the budget hearing. And then we will meet on the 24th to vote on the van ambulance purchase. And could you just get us kind of like, do you have that exact amount or?
I have an updated one.
Okay.
With a tentative addition of $2,000 because of that modification that Crosby had recommended, replacement of the life pack. And it really makes sense. I was talking to Michelle about it. But I'll give you guys all a copy of the updated one.
Just so we can kind of be clear when we vote.
And we'll attend that as well. And then I'll have some graphics to show you.
Perfect.
So the idea behind moving that was mostly because all of the hardware would stretch over the patient, right?
Some of it will. So when you plug it in, like, it'll sit back there where it is and it secures it. If you were to get into an accident, it secures that monitor where it's not flying around going to hit anybody.
Well, we can do that, Oliver.
It locks it to that. But you can turn it to wherever. So if you're sitting over on the bench seat, like across from them, having to do anything or anything, you can turn it, you can see the monitor, and it's out of the way and over them. Those Sprinter vans are very tight to like walk around or get around or move anything. And then if you're sitting back in the airway seat behind them, you can turn it towards you and still see the monitor. And none of it just gives you a little bit better access. Because usually if you have a line going and stuff like that, you're going to want it on your left side and you hook up your monitor and stuff there on the right side. And then the cords are like right there next to your patient. So all over them.
So,
and then it's right there where the plug-in is and everything, so it can be charged and all that right there.
There's a cost of $121,000, and then at the bottom is $2,000, but it says it takes the place of two other items above that. So is the total still about $121,000?
Because they were going to convert the area, and that's the I think they still need to convert that area, so I don't know what you in place of wall conversion and tech mount cost above. So
it could be $123,000.
So I no, okay, I guess I'm reading this through. If we choose not to modify, then it would be $2,000 versus $3,500. So it's actually going to be
additional $1,500 to modify.
Well, but not to the 121. The 121 price is already has that included. Yeah. So it's $2,000 if we do not convert the area versus $3,500. 30. Oh, it's just rereading that. So so it is the 121 and 330.
Where are these guys based? Where does it get delivered from?
Minnesota, I think. Minnesota. or Wisconsin.
Okay. So this will be the main transfer annual. So it'll do the majority of the transfers.
Oh, thank you.
And they can deliver this in a couple of months.
Couple of weeks,
20 days.
It actually said 20 days, depending on the amount. If we want that tech mount, which is the 2130, which I think is what we've decided and recommended we want, then they have to order it. And that might delay it because it is such a short turnaround. It might delay it by 1 or 2 weeks.
So we can't approve this until the 24th.
That's what we're not really sure. You'll be able to, I think she said it's included.
So Carrie, just for clarification, is the 2000, that option monitor location, is that included in the 121,330 or not?
So it's either or. So you either do the $2,000 if you don't modify, or you do the $3,530 if we make the modification. So the actual modification is, you know, $1,500 more. But it's included in that $121,000.
Okay.
So if we decided not to make the change, it's moving some cabinetry around and kind of cutting out a deeper hole in the
existing cabinet.
Yeah, in the existing cabinet and having an outlet there that's costing that $1,500.
Are there going to be any patient weight restrictions based on what kind of cot you can load? And
we're going to use an existing power load and power cot, and it's the same one that we would use in the ambulance. It's not a smaller cot or power load.
Okay. And a little less roomy, I would imagine, but that's about the only downside.
They're a lot better to travel in. They're not as bouncy, and it's definitely not a type one. It's made for distance and travel, and you can work a code in there. I don't highly recommend it.
Very tight quarters, but you could if you had to.
That's definitely way more compressed area. And your power load does. Now you can't put down. I don't know. Did you guys power load have the sides that drop down on them?
No.
Okay. So you can't drop down either side in there. There's not room against the bench seat or either side. So you got to drop them down outside or have them up before you get in. It's just those kinds of things. So if you have just someone to lay down on the sides. But otherwise, if it fits in there, just fine.
And to permit an ambulance, we don't permit it. That's just a transfer ambulance. It has to have the minimum requirements through the state of Wyoming. They'll give us the permit based on it being 911. So it's, it could be used as a.
So you can cart it for your backwards or your scoop. They just, you can't fit as many in there, but it does have a compartment to use that will kind of figure out where you're going, everything.
And we have how many Lucases do we have now? Is there one? Or just two total.
And that 2,500 delivery is from.
Well, I don't know where the van type or if they're from the same place. The MedTech is the one that's. Sorry, I misspoke there. I'm not sure where this van is. It's a different.
Because Sawtooth Emergency, when I looked it up, it said Montana.
Yeah.
But that's not.
She's a rep for three different.
So it's coming from someplace. Okay. Gotcha.
So nothing's built there. She's sure. That's her headquarters.
Sure. Okay. Now, unless we want to take a little road trip.
Yeah. So it depends on where it's at. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can ask her that by the meeting.
Well, yeah, if it was close and doable, I mean, we could pay one of our people, if this even if it's the same amount of delivery and paying one of our employees, is one of your employees, I'll try that or something.
Sorry, just one second. Okay. Any more on the van? Is there any more old business? Seeing none, we will move to new business. Patient payments directly deposits. Teresa, you want to speak to this?
Yes, Lori has been receiving a few payments directly from patients, like whatever the balance due is. And she just wondered, it would be an easier process for her if she could actually auto deposit that into the district's bank account rather than process it all into her account and then do the transaction for the remitting it to us. So she just says, can you check in the month's board meeting if I can set up patient payments to go directly into the Johnson County Rural Healthcare District account? There is no charge or additional fee to do this. And then she says, I receive immediate notification when a patient pays and will let us know when to anticipate the deposit.
So I think as long as you're logistically, it's not a nightmare for you.
I don't think it would be.
Okay.
Probably just the same, similar process.
So. Okay. I'm going to make a motion to approve that.
Yeah. I'll make that motion. Or did you make it?
No. But yes.
I'll make that.
I hinted.
I second it.
Okay.
All in favor of having patient payments directly deposited as necessary, please signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay. This patient balance. So we have a patient who the patient was sent to collections. And the patient told collections that the balance due would be written off. The amount is $1,969-ish. The patient went on the trip in 2022, and they didn't receive the bill till 2024. This is a private pay patient. So at first I had under my head, well, we can't do anything because you can't bill insurance after 2 years. But since this is a private pay patient, I mean, it's almost $2,000 too. So I was going to call the patient and just kind of get a little bit more as to who told her it would be written off. Was it one of those times where, we had kind of had that in the past where Johnson County residents thought they didn't have to pay for an ambulance? Was it then? But I don't remember how we talked, like it never was really publicized that. So I just wasn't sure if maybe she just thought she didn't have to pay. I don't know.
She got it. She didn't get it.
She didn't get the bill until 2022.
2 years though, regardless.
How did we know that though?
She was sent to collections and then we looked it up through QuickMed claims.
So QuickMed didn't send her the bill?
And they had made some mistakes like that, apparently.
Yes.
And we've had some very angry people in our office.
Yeah.
It's too bad they couldn't sort of be on the line for some of this that they have.
Well, that would not be my question. I don't.
What happened was the auditors kind of caught some of that and said, okay, they haven't billed these people. And so QuickMed Claims did their own internal audit and said, oh, yeah. Here, we'll send out the bill. Well, it was nearly 2 years. Now, if I received a bill 2 years later for a procedure or something, it might be a little satisfying.
I would be too.
Yeah. So
I don't know the answer.
And I'll call her. The other thing too is, I mean, we won't be able to talk about it at our special meeting on the 24th, but we could talk about it November 11th for the simple fact that I can call collections and see if they'll just sort of put her on hold for a month. It doesn't affect her. I don't know if they charge any kind of, I don't think they can charge interest, but it doesn't affect credit, healthcare debt collections. And so it's not a huge thing. It's already been 2 years, but just so I can get a little bit more information and just talk to the patient, see what she has to say.
Now, if she hadn't been billed for 2 years, what's the, I mean, how culpable is QuickMed?
Yeah.
Maybe they should be.
That's, yeah. Yeah. But I don't know how we enforce that either.
Send them to collections.
Yeah.
Well, we pay for professional services that weren't rendered.
Yeah.
They have their insurance for a reason too, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
people, it's kind of who's the liable party here. And I don't think it's the patient that didn't get a bill for 2 years. I think it's easier to ask this question now at QuickMed now that we got switched.
Well, and QuickMed billed based on revenue, not based on, okay, you're in charge of billing. Is it a breach of contract? Yes. But it's not, it would be really hard to fight that claim if we were to try to get money from them.
You mean they don't go after someone who's private pay because the collection rate's low?
I think they totally missed. It was when they were converting from their Omaha base, someone larger bought them in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I think they had, not just with us, but a number of.
These things that these, like this stuff keeps coming up. And so I think it's probably just going to keep coming up as we.
Or you're just saying they got a percentage of things. It wasn't like we were paying. Is that what you were saying?
We pay them a monthly fee. Right. Okay, you bill all of our calls.
Right.
But whatever they were supposed to bill all our calls. Right. I mean, that's what the contract says. But.
And quickly.
And quickly, promptly, yes. But it's not like they were paid. They're only paid for a percentage of the revenue received.
Well, I understand it's a surprise, but if you use a service or buy something and you don't have to pay for 2 years, you're actually paying less money because your money's worth less. If there's no interest and no penalty, you still come out a little bit ahead. And I don't feel apologetic that somebody gets billed later. You know, mistakes get made, but that doesn't mean it's free.
Yeah.
You know, the IRS doesn't think it's free if they forget to bill you for some taxes that weren't paid. They tack on extra.
Yeah. I'll call her and just get a sense, and then maybe once I talk, she'll say, I'll pay it.
It was worth trying.
Yeah. And then we can just add this to
the next time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Perfect. Okay. Stryker Life Pack.
So we were having an issue with blood pressure readings on one of our life packs. And, you know, they gave us some cables to try and this and that, but it truly is, we need it serviced. We need them to repair it. I was under the impression we had that agreement still in place. The last agreement we had was for 4 years. It ended in 2023, and they didn't approach us to renew it, which they have done that same thing in the past, and we've been able to just pick up from whenever, and they're allowing us to do that, start a new four-year maintenance agreement, and it would be included in that. They provided a quote. I believe it's very similar to our last 4 years. So it's a quote for 4 years and then with an annual payment. And there are two options. There's the option for four life packs.
service on 4 life packs.
Service on 4 life
not getting packs. New 4 life packs.
No, yeah, okay. Service maintenance agreement.
Okay.
And that includes parts, labor, travel, preventative maintenance once a year where they come and tune everything up, and free batteries. You know, it's not free because you're paying for it, but they get you new batteries for your units. And it's about $7,500 per unit.
Per unit times four?
Four years.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So the total for the first bid is just for 4 units, and it's, well, it is, it's $29,900.
So the $7,500 comes in where?
Per year.
Per year.
Annual payment.
Okay.
So that's divided by 4. So it, you know, it's less than 2,000 a unit per year. They also asked me if we would want our new Life Pack 35 included. And I said, well, you know, in the past, we just, there should be a warranty. And they said, well, yes, there's a warranty, but it does not include the tune-up, 1 year visit, and 3 batteries. I don't think we'll have an issue with a brand new machine where we're going to need new batteries and have them check it.
If it loses a battery, it's covered under warranty anyway.
Well, for the first, no, not if it loses a battery. But right now, the batteries last. I mean, if it malfunctions.
That's what I mean. Sorry. Yeah. Like something's wrong with the battery. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Sorry. That's what I meant. Okay.
How much are the batteries again? Is it, I mean, because it was like the Lucas. I mean, it was the contract basically.
I swear we just did like this. There's no way.
We did the Lucas.
It was the Lucas.
Was it the Lucas?
Lucas agreement. Lucas. And they have never been under contract before, but they're aging, and they were gifts, you know, by the Helmsley Foundation. So, they're aging and we're not able to replace them. So I think it made sense to do the Lucas agreement.
What's the second option, Carrie?
Well, with the Life Pack 35.
Oh, okay.
So it's either 3 or 4.
How many Life Packs do you have?
4. We have 3 that are serviceable. We have 1 that's old.
So Casey wouldn't be included in this.
Yeah, Casey is.
But just one life pack.
Have 2. No, we have 2.
So you say it's only the new one. One of the 3 is the new one.
Well, we have 4 life packs, but 1 is not eligible for this agreement because it's older. So
sorry, I'm confused because you said this covered 4 life packs.
The first one was 4 and the second one was 5.
Okay, so the first one, if you have 4 and they have 2.
No, it covers 2 of theirs, 2 of ours.
That would be
the second one covers their 2, their new, and our 2.
Okay.
Does that make more sense?
Because one of them is Scott Searles.
Yes.
And one of them is
Scott.
Well, then it's not able to go under this contract because it's not a 15 or newer. Yeah.
So 2 and 2.
Yes.
Got it. For $7,500 a year.
Yes.
Okay.
Third one's that.
Or about 2,000 a unit per year.
And how much is a battery?
Last time I think Crespi got a quote on it was like $940.
Yeah, I think at least 1,000. And it doesn't just take 1 battery.
It's 2. So you get to buy 2 batteries at that cost.
Okay.
And then maybe more than that, because I think, when did he quote those? It was about when we were doing the Lucas stuff 6, 7, 8 months ago.
Yeah, it was.
So yeah, 1,800 for 2 batteries.
Probably more now.
And they're probably more now. Yeah.
What was it? Do you have a rough idea of what, if we just had to pay to service this one?
Not what that if there are any parts.
Right.
And then you pay for shipping because they're not going to come to you. And that would be probably, I think she said, you have to ship it a certain way and insured, and that was about $450 in order shipping.
So how long does a life pack last? 10 years? 15 if you're lucky.
Yeah, you know, like everything else, they are, I think, programmed to malfunction just after the, you know, the, and they get old enough.
They can't fix them, so like 12, it's, what is it, 15 years old or something?
Yeah, and then we took parts for it.
But we can't get parts for it, so it's people.
It's obsolete.
How much did we just pay for that new one? 35%.
30, yeah. Is there grants available for coverage of any of this?
I don't think grants would cover maintenance agreements.
It would just cover purchase of one, probably.
Yeah. I was considering and trying to pursue grants for Lucas, which is less expensive and I think more achievable. I've had some suggestions. Following up on those, but that's a pretty big chunk of change for anyone local, and I mean local by, you know, Wyoming standards, not something like the Helmsley batteries.
These batteries don't get cycled real often, but they go on a charger. It's not like we're shocking people 10 times a week. It's the wear and tear is not high, it's low.
The wear and tear on them is not the shocking, but the
vital signs.
Charging and just keeping it charged, just like your cell phone battery. You know, if you have it plugged in all the time, eventually that's harder on your cell phone than using it 100% and then charging that. Same thing with the handheld radios. But we probably could get 2 years out of a battery. I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if this is about a break even. They figure they'll buy you a battery or you'll buy a battery, but it's going to be about $2,000 a unit just to operate. And it looks better if you've been having someone professionally test and service your equipment. So you, if there's a malfunction, it's not because you were skimping on maintenance costs. It was, you did everything you could do.
Yeah, there's a calibration record and they keep all those records. And then they plate them with the number and the serial number of the last time they came in. And all those records are there to guarantee that it does not malfunction.
It's the most technical piece of equipment that goes in an ambulance. So it's probably better not to try to get clever, but just keep things up to date.
Can you tell me the total cost again?
$2,975 a year.
$29,974.40.
For 4 years.
For 4 machines.
4 machines.
Okay. When did the last agreement lapse?
23.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, yeah. Is when it went out.
75.
So we do it every year. You guys have had that 4 year agreement. Have you guys had that? This in place, the maintenance agreement for a few cycles or forever? Or?
A few cycles. There was a time where I think we had a 1 year lapse just because we didn't realize, kind of like this. I mean, we've had a year lapse and they're going to let us.
Do you probably don't know this, but how in the 4 years often did you have to replace? Since you've already done it for the 4 years.
We had the maintenance agreement. They came and maintained them and gave us new batteries. So we haven't had any expenses.
But I mean, besides battery, like, have you had issues that had to have been like your
cable stuff?
Blood pressure thing.
Yeah, we've had them where we've had to call them and there's a person that comes down and looks at it. And usually it's...
And replaces the stuff and like the cuffs. Like if you are short a cuff or something like that or there's a malfunction on it, you also have to buy a set of cuffs and those are like almost $600 for the set of cuffs that go with them. And they will... that's part of like them doing the maintenance and all that stuff to make sure that they plug in properly, that everything attaches and all those.
You things. Get the cuffs with the maintenance.
If there's something that needs to be replaced on them. Yeah.
And is Stryker still one of the better outfits as far as monitors
so go? So you have to pay like for the 4 years, or do you pay every year?
We can pay once she a said year. Annual payment. And that's easier to budget than
for the $7,500.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we did last time with it too, is broke it into every year for the 4 years.
Oops. Do we have a line for that if we do want to move forward with it, or is that something we'll need to look at on the 24th as well?
I think we have that.
How did budget, yeah.
We have a line item. I don't think it's, I think we didn't include $7,500 in it, but there is a line item, so you would not have to have a budget here and get bad.
Gotcha. I believe it's included in that ambulance repair and maintenance line.
Gotcha.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And we didn't move that, so I guess, I mean, we probably expected this payment in the past, right? And then it just...
In the past we have, yeah, I guess it's been a yearly thing.
Yeah.
Because before it was probably...
We had the...
Part of a capital outlay.
Yeah.
So their service contract and the monitors.
Well, I think to Dr. Schuler's point, I think the due diligence is probably the bigger factor, and if we're getting our money's worth, but we're not skimping and risking malfunction because we didn't do our part.
So you need a motion?
Yes, please.
Okay,
Anyway, we can just say the 4-year maintenance agreement for the 4 life packs.
Okay, I move that we purchase the 4-year maintenance agreement for the Stryker life packs for Buffalo EMS and KC.
For the 4 life packs, because there's another one that's higher. Okay,
for the 4.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor of approving the 4-year maintenance agreement for the 4 life packs, 2 for KC and 2 for Buffalo EMS, please signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Any other new business? Any public comment? Okay. We will review vouchers. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hopefully you don't go to bed with ringing in your ears tonight.
What? Marilyn, are you still with us?
Yep. Well, I am, but I was just thinking I can hang up changes now.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a program for Rotary next month, and I was going to talk about the new ambulance. Would you like to be the presenter? Okay.
Was it just on the... I'm surprised I did, but the 20th.
And then I have...
I have to do fix it on... I suppose I can, or at least come down and be with you there. Okay.
So we can just...
Well, it won't be hard to do. I just thought you kind of spearheaded the project, and you would be the senior member. If you're willing, I'll get with you and tell you the day and time.
Okay, that sounds fine, sure. I'll help you out.
The pay is low, but we'll get a free lunch.
Can't beat that. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Oh, Carrie.
Dr. Schuler, would you be interested in looking, and I can too next time I'm there, but I just thought since Marilyn is done and you and Mary will be on the board about looking to plan ahead for moving our meetings to the hospital.
I'd be willing to do that.
And then it'd start January because December we're in KC. I just think that would be a better meeting.
Especially today.
Yeah.
So ultimately, would we be meeting at the ambulance building? Is that?
Yes, but it won't be. We have to advertise starting like January of where our meetings are going to be held for a year. And then we can fix it if it's going to be done, but it won't be done for all of next year for sure. Well, likely. I mean, he said end of summer. Yeah.
If things miraculously go according to plan.
Yeah.
I just want to give them a kind of a timeline.
Yeah.
This is not for perpetuity, but it would be
a year.
Temporary.
Yeah.
And is that, I mean, we won't have a fire alarm test next month, but.
The only thing is the key. Which I graciously took the key. But otherwise, we don't really have.
With Marilyn transitioning away from this facility.
Yes. And the commissioners allowed us to have a key for these last few meetings.
I see.
So that's my only concern.
Or you question whether to start next month, Bill?
We can't.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have to do a whole ad. Yes.
You say in January and likely for the period of 2025 is what I would
guess. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And if anyone has a different meeting space,
that's fine. There's a lot of places there, and this time of day is
pretty limited.
Generally not that busy.
Yeah. That's why
a lot of morning and noons are, but
yeah, because the I don't know. I think the nurses meetings are on Mondays though, but I don't know what Monday is the. Which Mary would have to change it anyway because she'll be on the board.
I have a blank voucher, so I'm just gonna have you guys sign it.
Well, I will inquire.
I don't know where else they have.
Library. You know,
library. Do you have to pay for the library? Mm-hmm. No.
The lounge at Crazy Well and the liquor.
Oh, wait a minute. I would think for this you would need. I don't know.
Okay. I can check into the library too. Is it that big room off the side then? I think.
Well, as you go in on the south.
Yes.
Between the two charge bowl, the one on the south end, I don't know what they do.
Is that very?
They're meeting table
in that. Oh. Okay.
But would you think they would charge another Johnson County?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a very large room.
Right.
The thing with the hospital is I can always get in. So
yeah.
There's not a key issue.
So is there anything we need to do with this?
I need Brittany to sign off on both of those.
Okay.
Do you want us to initial this?
Sure.
Is that
well, I made that voucher.
So you don't.
Oh.
You don't.
And I just have to make a check.
Oh, I got
that. That way it's easier
Brittany,
to do the voucher today.
That.
Brittany just needs to sign off on the two voided. It's one from prior meeting. And I printed that one twice, so I just need to sign that you acknowledge that, and then this was one we voided, a striker, one that I had put together at a prior meeting, I think, and it had to be voided.
Check. and I'm around. So just let me know and I'll run by again.
Perfect.
Sign.
I'll contact them about that. Oh, an address.
Oh, you want to do that? Okay, I have a mall list too.
This one, brilliant. Oh. Just an initial. You sign.
Oh.
Okay. So, Brittany, do you have experience in interior design? No.
No. I mean, I can pick out colors.
Do you like doing that?
Yeah. Just that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I can
see that. Oh. Well, I expected it would look like the fire hall across the street, and that seems fine, but,
okay.
You know, if there was something jazzier.
Sure. And he was just going to go over a bunch of steel options that we could look at, and I can present those to everybody. And...
Yeah, I think it'd be nice to be distinguished
between
a little bit in some feature.
Cohesive, but doesn't have to be identical, right? Yeah,
but not uplifting.
Yeah.
I agree.
The fireball.
Tan, dark brown.
Dark brown.
Is it dark brown or the moon?
I don't know. Yeah, blue in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure the options are endless.
Maybe tan and blue, yeah. You get the EMF blue in there.
If you want to start off.
You guys like brown? Is it kind of like a dark brown or is it brown?
Is it brown or is it maroon?
Oh.
Is it kind of maroon?
For fire.
Well, maybe maroon.
Yeah, kind of a brown.
But silver, yeah.
Right. I can't remember, but that's what.
The tan and blue makes sense.
Yeah. It does. For EMS and one's fire.
Yeah, like a navy.
Yeah, navy blue. Yeah. Because that's what it is. Fire is red colors, and EMS is blue colors.
Yeah, it's not like the bright fire.
No.
Well, and then Rod's like, do you want to be at our transformer meeting? What? Do I need to be at the transformer meeting? Because I'm pretty sure I'm not going to have a lot to say. In the old where the transformer goes, kind of a one spot that it can go.
And you guys,
I said, I trust you on this. Yeah, that's what Jake is gonna. Yeah, he'll be there. And Rod, there's not, I mean,
oh, did you want to share about the
oh, you can, yes,
I don't have it in front of me. Let me get my
it was posted on Sheridan Media today, too. So, here,
just a minute, I'll go.
Jake's commentary. I felt really guilty as I was getting my massage, you know, when you were sitting at the city council.
I hope you did.
I felt a little, but then the guilt went away.
He handled it. Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, just a second. I'll tell you what they said. Oh, shoot. Okay. Jake and I attended the city council meeting on the 1st of October. And the city council approved to waive the $3,000 building permit fee, the $2,500 sewer tap fee, and half of the $4,000 water tap fee. Thus, they waived $7,500 of the fees, and we will have to pay $2,000 for half of the water tap fee.
That's pretty nice.
So my question with that was when it was shared in media said how it was Jake talked and he said he thought the whole water tap fee was because there's manpower actually tapping. And this, he said there's already a tap, so no manpower is actually going into tapping. That's where I was confused. Well, and, but then they said they still don't want. I didn't hear the vote. Just one council person what? Mentioned how they still didn't think that it was. That was just my question about totally if the taps are there.
Why they, but they were pretty adamant about not giving up the entire water tap fee.
Okay. Hey, anything is better than.
Oh, I thought they were very generous.
Yes, with... absolutely.
These were not vouchers, right? This snack I started stealing?
They were not. I don't think. Maybe I put everything. Oh, you started stealing. Oh, then yes.
Yeah,
that I'm glad that that worked out. That's a lot of money they saved us.
That's right. But it is for the betterment of the whole community, you know? It affects everybody.
Yeah.
It's county money going to city.
Right.
So what good that is.
Yeah.
I'll have to read it and show you the answers. Teresa, I'll make those corrections. And then I will I'll email them, but then I have those attachments, those two attachments that I'll bring to you.
Okay.
That will go with them.
We talked with her and she said just
we can get them signed probably at the budget hearing too.
Right.
They're already approved. So
okay.
All I have to do is
sign. And maybe I'll just you want me to train them up or do you want to
I'm gonna be out with them.
Thank you. And then I can bring those to you. And then
about to make it an hour and a half in total.
Adam, yes, you signed these already. So I think we're set. Well, if it wasn't for the 5 minute piercing delay,
yeah,
probably could have been done.
Yeah.
I didn't think about today being a holiday. That's the only problem when you have your meetings on short days. And so far, it hasn't been an issue really for us. But
well, we're not necessarily married to the idea of Mondays, are we?
No. I mean, we can certainly change that as it gets forward.
Countries they can supply us, but if they only let the U.S. supply what they're doing, there's no telling when it
will be. Our building accounts about 170,000 right now. That's
we just wrote a check for the engineering firm for 33,000.
There is one other company.
But we're going to start seeing some bigger bills.
Yeah.
And a drawdown was submitted too, right? So we should be getting that payment back. We just submitted something to the thing for the drawdown for the grant. So they've been kind of cutting a check within the month. So hopefully we see that. And then we'll submit another drawdown.
She said
so the grant does pay when the paperwork gets submitted.
It's within the month.
It's not like you wait around and hope by the end of the year something shows up.
No.
Both the drawdowns say 450.
I know.
And but in
and the grant agreements for 450.
So we may have
537,000.
Okay, we just said in that.
It's
just
so,
account for
the,
I gotcha.
I was so checking it's with not her in our sure building minutes, check right?
account.
And she noticed
more on both of the drawdowns.
Yeah, it's freed up. It's not tied to a seat for a maturity date.
So I called Marilyn And she said, well, she thought that we had given up $25,000 to go to
Oh, that's right.
But she said maybe they went ahead and gave it to his
infrastructure investment.
She was going to look on the grant. But what did you say?
The agreements for each of them, and they both say
$450,000.
So
maybe we got the cash to do it, which is good.
So it looks like we might have an extra 25.
Yes.
I think we just.
Yeah, it was worth past the
crash. Just submit for that and
keep going with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good catch.
Yeah. I did wonder about that too.
Do you want to do that now for me to be here with you so it's done? Yeah. All right. I think we can have a motion to approve the vouchers.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of approving the voucher, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And then
motion passes.
Is in this building.
Motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor of adjourning, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Cool.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all. I'm going to stay with Teresa and do the drawdown.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.